Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening? Late. This is your host of The Power of I Am, and I'm feeling real good today. That's why I decided to do me some shows. And this is Stacey F. Johnson, the host and everything, okay? I'm your everything because I'm God's everything, and I'm walking through the house. So once it gets hollow, that means I'm going to the bathroom. So that's where I left my list of I Am. You join me today, and you know what? I'm a black person, and I love black history. And the only way I know it is because I went out there and I learned it, and I really liked it. Because it's me. It's the story of who I am. It's the story of who my mom and daddy are and why they did what they did and why they had 11 kids and why they beat our asses, okay? That's why they beat our ass. So we wouldn't grow up thinking somebody owes us something. We're going to get up. We're not going to act like ends, okay? And when my grandson said, Granny, don't say that N-word, I'm like, okay, I'm going to change it. I'm going to start saying Negro. Because even Martin Luther King called y'all Negroes, because that's what we are. Okay, so today on the show, which today is what's today? Today is every day. It's July 22nd, and it is a day before my grandson's 5th birthday, and he's awesome because he comes from awesome stock. You feel me? And today we're talking about the power of I am and the people who, you know, back in the 60s when I was born, you know, they stood for who we were, who they wanted us to be. They put their asses on the line. They put their reputations on the line. They put their lives on the line, their families' lives. You know, for us, raggedy old us. So we can be here in 2013 and still be talking about a dream. And, you know, although I love what people do, you know, I realize now in my life all of this we watch on TV is just a whole bunch of bullshit. It's a whole bunch of bullshit. Facebook, it's a whole bunch of bullshit to keep us all occupied with bullshit instead of truth. And so I feel I'm special because we all special, but I realize my specialness. I just didn't let something happen to me, and I said, oh, wow, that's a coincidence. Oh, wow, I should be dead. Let me just go on and still be raggedy. No, I should be dead, so let me go ahead and try to represent God through my life, because I wouldn't be here if not only for the God who saved me from being dead in my life, not once, but twice, okay? So when God, when those moments happen to you in life, people, it's not, I'm lucky. No, it's God saying, look, I have you here for a particular purpose. All of us are here for a particular purpose, all of us. Okay, and we need to realize that. We as black people, we need to realize it even more so and hurry up and realize that shit. Because America is trying to take us back to the day when my mom and daddy was even not even my age, when my mom and daddy was born. And my mom and daddy would be 190 today. No, not 190, but my daddy would be 100, my mama would be 90 if still alive today. And they are trying to take us back to when they were born. You mean to tell me? Are you serious? So we as black people need to wake our asses up. Okay, so last couple days, I had the little petition on demanding President Obama talk to black organizations and make them get up off their ass and handle their business for our people and especially for our sons. And so when he had the little convo with all of us on Friday, that let me know God is listening to me. I don't need nobody but me to sign anything that I feel God is telling me, because it'll reach the right ears. You understand me? And that's anything you do as well. If you feel that God is telling you something, and if God is telling you something, then it's not going to be something everybody likes. Let me tell you that shit right now, okay? Now, only ups I get, the ups I get is the stuff I talk about. And every time I talk about Black history, people get excited. Black people get excited because we don't know our history. So we desperately need someone to help us learn who we are if we ever intend on not going backwards. Right now we in the fucking time machine. We going backwards. IDs to vote, we going backwards. Back in the day, you used to have to count the number of pennies, jelly beans in a jar, and if you were right, you get to vote. What the f***? My mom and daddy. My grandma and grandpa. Okay? So today we're going to talk about on the power of I am. And remember your I ams. And whatever you attach to I am, you become. So I'm not going to attach some old bullshit to my I am every day I wake up. I'm going to attach I am powerful. I am beautiful. Okay? I am wonderful. I am driven. I am strong. I am energy. I am plenty. I am life. I am color. I am peace. I am perfect. I am integrity. That's the one I like because that's what I was raised to be. And if you following yourself and if you following your God, we all kind of feel like we want to go back to what we wanted to do when we were 12. And I know I feel that. I want to go back. I want to be like I was when I was 12. That's why you could tell me any goddamn thing. I'm going to believe you because that's what I did when I was 12. And I was the happiest when I was 12. I was outside conducting church with rocks and my neighbors, and I was the priest when I was 12. I was preaching the Bible in my backyard when I was 12. I was sweet when I was 12. I was singing about love when I was 12. I'm going to stay 12 because I discovered the power of who I am. And that's who God makes us to be, our most honest, most beautiful self. But everything, all this bullshit in the world, you threw us off. And you know you're thrown off if you feel fear of any kind. You let the world throw you off. Like my son would say, scared money don't make money. Scared money don't make money. He 19. He know that. He ain't 12, but he ain't far from it. You feel me? If you feel fear, you not who God made you to be because those things are not of God. So the power of I am and knowing who you are is for me as Black people. We need to take our ass in the time machine, but if you're going to get in that motherfucker, you're going to get in it and you're going to be Huey. You're going to get in it, and you're going to be Malcolm, Neville, Negro. That's who you're going to be in the time machine. I just say their names, and I get goosebumps, because if it was not for those people, I wouldn't be who I am. You wouldn't be who you are. The power to be raggedy came from them. The power to be raggedy came from them, because they gave you all the power you have right now because they got their ass beat, they got spit on, they got dragged through the mud, they got their names all fucked off. What you doing for them? Putting some shit on Facebook and wearing a hoodie. What the fuck is that shit? That makes me so mad because you don't know who you are. What you telling white people by doing that, people? I understand what you trying to do. But all you do is reinforcing what they already think of you. You a nigga in a hoodie. You don't deserve respect. That's why we killed him. What, you next? No, I ain't Trayvon, nigga. I'm Martin. I'm Malcolm. I'm Malcolm that knows better, that knows you scared. So I'm going to come at you because I already know you scared. You scared of me. You have no reason on God's green earth to be scared of me. And the only reason why you are scared of me is because you know you have done something to harm me. I'm not scared of nobody that I ain't done nothing to. Why am I scared of you? I ain't done nothing to you. No, you scared because you know you've done something. So what do you do in your fear? You gonna get some guns and shit. We walking around not scared. We holding candy. We got soda. We ain't scared. Why should we be scared? We have done nothing to you. But America got you scared. It's all a part of the bullshit. The Black is bad. Okay. So not more than 2 seconds before this show. I live in Happy Town, Camarillo. Old people and not Black people. So, okay.
in my family, I'm dealing with a situation where some beast want to put his hands on one of my beloved family members. A man want to whoop a woman's ass. What's new? What's new? Because he's so insecure about what he is, and his mama never taught him better. He want to put his hands on my family, see? But see, the buck stops right chill. Okay? I'm listening to the conversation of my neighbors below. What's happening? Look, Sally, I'm going to call the police on you. And you've assaulted me twice now. Sally is beating his ass. What the hell? Okay? I was like, thank you, God. That is so neat. So I can go on this radio piece and say, hey, look, we all got problems. Black people problem, white people problem. Everybody getting their ass beat. Why? Only God knows. Because people don't know who they are. So today on The Power of I Am, we're not going to talk about Sally beating Kurt's ass, okay? But it happens with them, okay? We only see it from us, right? We the only ones doing this, that. Black-on-black crime is a term invented. You look at the numbers, they killing their people just like we killing ours. You feel me? And none of it is right. Okay, but Kurt is downstairs getting his ass beat. And I was like, oh, I feel sorry for Kurt. So I'm going to take a break right now. And we're going to come back and talk about who you are. And who you are, your daddy, my daddy. My daddy is wonderful, but our cultural daddies, Martin Luther King. Our cultural brother, Huey. No, that's our nephew. Brother, nephew, whatever. And our cultural brother, Malcolm, we those people. That's who we are. Because those are the people who knew what it meant to be black and who wanted to go through this America as a black person but not as always seen as a victim. Because I look just like you. I'm neat and clean just like you. I'm educated just like you. I will not be your victim. But now we can't even say that no more. We don't even stress the point of education. My mother and father had 11 children, and every one of us knew we had to go to college. We knew it wasn't no, oh, I may go, let me think about it, oh, I ain't going to no college. Oh, hell no, you ain't going to college. That's why my mother kept that baby Gerber plan shit, because she figured one of these days I'm going to have to kill one of these motherfuckers. I'm going to give the baby Gerber plan. Okay, I was like, Mom, why you got life insurance on your kids? I'm going to have to kill your ass. That's why. I love my mama. Anyway, and I love Malcolm, and I love Martin, Dr. King, and I love what Huey and them folks is doing, and we need to talk about that and who they were because that's made us who we are. I'm going to take a break because Kurt might start getting his ass beat, and I do want to listen, and I'm going to take a water break. I'll be back. This is The Power of I Am, and I am your host, Stacey Felicia Johnson. Be right back.
All right, all right. This is the power of I am, and I am your host, Stacey F. Johnson. And I have an association, hopefully I still got it, the Association of African American Single Mothers. And now that I know what's up, I'm wondering why I never got no money. So I'm like, okay, even a black lady said, hey, why don't you take the African off? And she is blacker than me. I'm like, what? You know, there's something wrong when you need to take, and you black, and you telling me to take the African off, the Association of African American Single Mother, as if what we deal with don't deserve some special attention, some special help, and I got to hide that from people. I help more white old people and white young ladies with children than I ever help black people, so the name didn't mean nothing. I used the name because I was proud of who I am, and I want other African-American single mothers to know they need to be proud about who they are, and there's something for you. But there's no doubt I couldn't even get 100 black men to help me. So I said, all of this is some bullshit. All of it. It ain't in church. All of this, that's some bullshit. I'm sorry to say church and bullshit in the same sentence, but it is. But it is. I've had more miracles done through me and for me when I let church go and discover that the Christ that is real is the one that lives inside of me, and that Christ is all the wonderful things that I could have for myself. And this world is intended to help me, not to go against me. Everything in this world is meant for your favor, to help increase your life, and that's how you need to be thinking. But we were never taught that. I mean, we used to be slaves, man. Somebody had to make sure we felt really bad about ourselves all the time, or we would continue to try to fight and get out that shit. And the only time we've ever prospered in America is not when a whole bunch of black people got together and said, hey, let's do this as black people. You'd be waiting. It's when white people said, you know what? I may not be black, but this is some up shit. And we need to help these black people, okay? And I knew, because I'm Miss Cleo of black people, I knew the president would come out and say when he was fine, when he couldn't be reelected no more, look, black people, this is what we need to do. So what he did on Friday, you have to be courageous to be a leader, especially nowadays, a political leader. Oh, my God. And watch, he'll leave that presidency, and he'll do more for us now that we know who he is and his heart is real. Because we have a realness about us where we can be taken as dumb because we so real and we so open to everything. And so as a black person, we need to understand that today we need to do a little better for ourselves, by ourselves, and by understanding that when Dr. King died, he wasn't a leader, you know, for one time to say, okay, guys, now look, let's have a meeting. When I die, I need to make sure you guys don't do shit else. I don't think he ever said that. And now that I'm almost 50, and I was born in 1964, in December, you know what I'm saying? So I was free. I had civil rights when I came out my mama. A lot of people didn't. Those people that died for us and you and me that were born any time after 1964, we owe it to those people that the doctor, what's his name, Mr. Lewis, looking all confused. Like, wait, voting rights say repeat what? I'm sure you want to have a heart attack when you get your head bashed in for something when you're young and then you ain't even dead yet and it's overturned. Because everything black can get, to me, it's all a bunch of bullshit. Because anything you want to get done, Nelson Mandela was a prisoner in a white country. Come on, people. Nelson Mandela was a prisoner in a white country. He became president of that country. What? We got a lot of people in prison now. So we have a lot of potential presidents. You feel me? If we thinking about the right stuff and doing the right thing. And Kurt's not getting his ass beat because I'm going to go help Kurt. Okay. Now I just wanted to let you know, just in case anybody was concerned about his name, Kurt. Kurt and Sally. They're not fighting. Good. Because they shouldn't be. We live in a beautiful place. And there's so much other stuff you can be doing. Put that energy into cleaning those weeds out of your garden in more than one way.
That's what we all need to be doing, worrying about cleaning up our own weeds. And me as a black person, my job, I feel, I can't just die and say, okay, we lousy. And we need to be doing better for ourselves. So we need to go back and think about what Dr. King did. Okay, Dr. King came, and like most great leaders, most great things that happen, you know, sometimes they just happen to you. And Dr. King wasn't really looking to be other than a minister at his church. And you know what I'm saying? And somebody said, hey, can you help us with this situation? So this, again, wasn't a man trying to put everything he had on Facebook. You crazy if you don't sign up for this million-dollar deal. And put it, he wasn't one of those. He was, he didn't want to do that. And then he ends up dying for it. And then we end up not taking up his mantle, you know what I'm saying, in a real way. And we know we're not. Okay, so before he died, he was going for the Poor People's Campaign, which was the, now that we can sit on the bus with your ass, okay, we going to work on economically being equal to you. And you know, as we can see 50 years later, some of us in this country will go to any means necessary to keep us down as a people. And for us to continue to say, oh, that's okay. And then the only time we get a little excited is when a young kid gets killed, but they're getting killed all over the place. All over the place, you know, and all over the place. And so we need to do something. And first of all, it comes from understanding who we are. So that's what Dr. King was working towards. So my thing now, as the beneficiaries of everything he did die for, we need to pick that shit up and take it and go. And whatever, and pray that the president does, you know, have something real in mind when he says, yeah, let's try to do this, because that's exactly. And that don't mean your raggedy ass go get a 501c3 and start collecting money for yourself. That's not what that means. Okay? That's exactly what that's not meaning, because that's what we already have too much of today. And that's why I know once everything, I know the path that I'm currently on is much different, but the end is going to be the same. Because every time I did anything, and my kids and people that know me from saying, no, I did a lot, and every penny of that came out of my wages when I was a claims adjuster, every penny of it. So, you know, you have to, I mean, God knows your heart. So that don't mean, or get behind, or we don't need 50 million organizations that really ain't doing nothing, because they're already called church, and they everywhere, and they really call black church, and they everywhere. And I hate to get on it, but, you know, give me something for 50 years or so, I'm going to get the job done. And you know what? I'm not going to ask you for nothing, because for the real person, God will provide one way or another. I don't even have to ask you for nothing. So let's go on and do and be the people that Martin Luther King died for. He didn't die for, okay, guys, you know, when I get wiped out, you know I will. I need you to stop. Okay? I need you to stop. And I also need somebody, even if it's me, and if anybody knows the Reverend Al Sharpton, tell him to call me, because I have very good pronunciation, and I will help him read those letters as they go across the teleprompter, because that's, my mother and father would say, why do they have him on it? I mean, you know, to me, that's bullshit. How many other people that are more prominent that could speak a whole lot better? I mean, let him be a guest on somebody's show. Look, you got to be a guest until you can read error-free, until Keenan can't clown you on Saturday Night Live. And then when you can do that, then you can represent. I need to be the president of black people. Because my parents, if one thing, you know, nobody needs you to be white, but we need you not to be a typical NIGGA in front of everybody. Because that's what they expect. That's where my parents came from. I'm not going to let my child go out there and be exactly what they expect. And they can say, see, look. You know? No, we a whole different type of race of people. We got a whole different set of problems. A whole different set of problems. For the 5 minutes that the Asian people were interned, they got paid, man. We talking, you know what I'm saying? We a whole different new set of problems. And tomorrow I think I'm going to come back and talk about it, because I ain't even talked about Malcolm or my boys, the Panthers. That's what we need, Panthers without guns. Panthers without guns and attitudes. That's what we need. because they the neighborhood people. They were the feed the kids people. We demand this. Because you can't really demand nothing after not demanding nothing for 50 years. You can't just go on TV today demanding something. We got to work our way into demand. And that's what the president is trying to kickstart us into, working our way into demanding. Feel me? So this is the power of I am. My glasses all sideways because I talk about black people and I get excited because I love black people because I am black people. And I am what's great about black people, and you are what's great about black people. Even white people are what's great about black people, especially when they cool white people. So join me tomorrow. Know that I love you, and I'm going to play the Love Doctor. I'm playing it for Kurt and Sally. I'm going to play it loud because I'm black, and oh, Lord Jesus, you know that I'm proud. Tomorrow.